When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I want to share with you a revelation that the Holy Spirit brought to my heart a few years ago. A revelation so profound and mysterious that I have never personally heard it preached or taught by anyone else. It's a truth that has the power to transform our understanding of what it truly means to be a virtuous woman. And while this message focuses on the virtuous woman described in Proverbs 31, I believe that the principles and truths we will explore today are relevant and applicable to both women and men alike. When we think of the Proverbs 31 woman, or the virtuous woman, we often focus on her outward qualities, her diligence, her strength, her generosity. But what if I told you that there is a hidden key, a secret that unlocks the true essence of her virtue? What if I told you that this key is found in a simple yet profound biblical truth that is often overlooked by women in their quest to become like this remarkable woman? Today, I invite you to join me on a journey of discovery and upliftment as we explore this life-changing truth together. I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to open our eyes to a new dimension of understanding, one that will forever alter the way we view ourselves and our role as believers in Christ. As we explore this mystery, I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My dear friends, the Word of God tells us in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." This verse is an invitation from God to seek Him and His wisdom, with the promise that He will reveal to us things beyond our current understanding. As we embark on this journey to explore the depths of what it means to be a virtuous woman, let us approach it with a heart that is open to the leading and revelation of the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, I want to begin by exploring the key that unlocks the mystery of the virtuous woman. And that key, as the Holy Spirit has revealed to me, is found in Proverbs 31. Verse 30, it says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." This verse is often overlooked or glossed over in discussions or teachings about the Proverbs 31 woman. We often focus on the tangible qualities listed in the passage: her work ethic, her ability to be savvy in business, and her care for her family. And yes, these are all admirable qualities for a woman to possess. But the Holy Spirit wants us to understand that all of these things are merely the fruit of a much deeper root. My friends, the true essence of the virtuous woman is not found in what she does, but in who she is It is found in her identity. And at her core, she is a woman who fears the Lord. This fear of the Lord is the foundation upon which every other aspect of her life is built. I know that for many women. The idea of being a Proverbs 31 woman can feel overwhelming and unattainable. We look at the long list of her qualities and accomplishments, and we feel like we could never measure up. But I want to assure you, my friends, that the path to becoming a virtuous woman is not about striving to check off a list of virtues. It's about cultivating a heart that fears the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, we read, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." My friends, when we fear the Lord, we acknowledge His sovereignty, His holiness, and His righteous judgments. We recognize that our lives are in His hands, and we seek to honor Him in all that we do. Now, when we hear the word fear, we often think of something negative, a feeling of terror or dread. But the fear of the Lord is different. It's a reverent awe, a deep respect and honor for who God is and what He has done. As it says in Psalm 33, verse 8, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him." And this doesn't just apply to women when we cultivate this fear of the Lord in our lives. It transforms.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Forms the way we live. It shapes our priorities, our decisions, and our relationships. It gives us the courage to stand firm in our convictions, even when the world around us is pulling us in different directions. The virtuous woman understands that her value is not found in her external accomplishments or her physical beauty. Instead, she finds her worth in her relationship with her Creator. She knows that God's approval is the only praise that truly matters, and she seeks to live in a way that brings Him glory. My friends, this fear of the Lord is not something that we can manufacture on our own. It's a gift that comes from the Holy Spirit, a fruit of His work in our lives. As we seek to know God more intimately, to trust Him fully, and to honor Him more completely, He transforms us from the inside out. The fear of the Lord is not a one-time event, but a daily practice. It's a choice that we make each morning when we surrender our hearts to God. It's a decision to seek His guidance in every area of our lives, to trust in His provision, and to find our strength in His presence. As we walk in this fear of the Lord, we will find that the qualities of the virtuous woman begin to flow naturally from our lives. We will find joy in serving others, not out of a sense of obligation, but out of a heart that overflows with love for God. We will face challenges with courage, knowing that our lives are in His capable hands. We will pursue wisdom and understanding, not for our own gain, but for the glory of God. My dear friends, I want to encourage you today to embrace the fear of the Lord as the key to unlocking the mystery of the virtuous woman. Don't settle for a superficial understanding of what it means to be a woman or a man of God. Instead, dig deeper into this truth that the Holy Spirit has revealed. As you do, I believe that you will discover a richness and a beauty that far surpasses anything this world has to offer. you will find true joy, true peace, and true fulfillment. You will become a living testimony to the goodness and the grace of God. So let us walk in the fear of the Lord together, my friends. Let us allow this truth to permeate every aspect of our lives, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our relationships. Let us seek to honor God in all that we do, knowing that our lives are a reflection of His love and His glory. Let us trust that He will guide us, strengthen us, and transform us into the people He has called us to be. And let us never forget that our ultimate goal is not to achieve some standard of perfection, but to know God more deeply and to love Him with our entire being. For in the end, it is our relationship with Him that will define us, refine us, and make us truly virtuous. My dear friends, now that we have explored the key to unlocking the mystery of the virtuous woman, let us dive deeper into the fruit that grows from a heart that fears the Lord. When we cultivate a reverent awe and respect for God, it transforms every aspect of our lives. It changes the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we act. It shapes our character and our conduct in ways that bring glory to God and bless those around us. One of the most beautiful fruits of the fear of the Lord is a heart of wisdom. As it says in Psalm 111, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments." When we fear God, we seek His guidance and His truth in every decision we make. We don't rely on our own understanding or the wisdom of the world, but we trust in the Lord with all our heart, as it says in Proverbs 3, verse 5. This wisdom from above transforms the way we live our lives. It gives us discernment to navigate the challenges and choices that we face each day. It helps us to build strong and healthy relationships with others. It empowers us to use our gifts and resources in ways that make a positive impact on the world around us. Another fruit of the fear of the Lord is a heart of humility. When we truly grasp the greatness and the holiness of God, it puts our own lives into perspective. We recognize that everything we have and everything we are is a gift from Him. We understand that apart from Christ, we can do nothing, as we are reminded in John 15, verse 5, which says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." This humility frees us from the constant pressure to prove ourselves or to compete with others. As the Bible tells us in Philippians 2, verse 13, it allows us to serve with joy and gratitude, knowing that it is God who works in us, both to will and to do, for His good pleasure. It enables us to extend grace and compassion to others, recognizing that we are all sinners in need of God's mercy and love. A third fruit of the fear of the Lord is a heart of obedience. When we reverence God, we desire to please Him in all that we do. We seek to align our lives with His word and His will, knowing that His ways are perfect and His precepts are right. This kind of obedience is not a burden or a restriction, but a joy and a delight. As it says in Psalm 112, verse 1, "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments." When we walk in obedience to God, we experience the peace, the purpose, and the abundance that He has promised to those who love Him. My friends, These are just a few of the beautiful fruits that flow from a heart that fears the Lord. When we cultivate this reverent awe and respect for God, it is life-changing. It makes us more like Christ, who is the perfect example of wisdom, humility, and obedience. I want to encourage you today to seek the fear of the Lord above all else. Make it your highest priority and your greatest pursuit. As it says in Proverbs 4 verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Also, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13 tells us, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. When you fear the Lord, you will find that the other qualities of the virtuous woman or the godly man will naturally begin to flow from your life. You will have the wisdom to manage your home, your work, and your relationships with excellence. You will have the humility to serve others with joy and compassion. You will have the obedience to follow God's leading and to trust Him in every circumstance. So, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, as it says in Hebrews 12 verse 2. My dear friends, let us now explore the beauty and the joy of a life lived in the fear of the Lord. Imagine waking up each morning with a deep sense of gratitude for the gift of another day. Imagine starting each day in the presence of God, seeking His wisdom and His guidance for the choices and challenges that lie ahead. My friends, imagine going through your day with a heart that is fully surrendered to Him, trusting that He is working all things together for your good and His glory. This is the beauty of a life lived in the fear of the Lord. It is a life that is anchored in the love and the faithfulness of God. It is a life that is filled with the joy and the strength that comes from knowing Him and walking in His ways. As it says in Proverbs 31, verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. When we fear the Lord, we are clothed with a strength that comes not from ourselves, but from Him. We are able to face the future with confidence and hope, knowing that our lives are in His hands. This strength and honor is not just for ourselves, but for the benefit of others as well. Understand that when we live in the fear of the Lord, we become a blessing to those around us. We become a light in the darkness, a source of hope and encouragement to those who are struggling. Proverbs 31, verse 26, tells us, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. When we fear the Lord, our words and our actions are filled with His wisdom and His love. We speak life and truth into the lives of others, pointing them to the hope and the healing that can only be found in Christ. My friends, this is the beauty and the power of a life lived in the fear of the Lord. It is a life that is fully alive, fully engaged, and fully surrendered to His purposes. It is a life that leaves a lasting impact on the world around us, long after we are gone. So again, I want to challenge you today to pursue this kind of life with all your heart. Don't settle for a mediocre, half-hearted faith that is content to go through the motions. Understand what it means to be a virtuous woman or a godly man. Dive deep into the mystery of the fear of the Lord. Seek to know God more intimately. Make his word and his presence the foundation of your life, the anchor of your soul. As you do, I believe that you will discover a richness and a fullness that you have never known before. It is not about perfection, but about surrender. It is not about striving, but about abiding. It is not about us, but about Him. As we fear the Lord and walk in His ways, we will find that He is faithful to complete the good work that He has begun in us, as it says in Philippians 1 verse 6. And when you think about it, we will find that the mystery of the virtuous woman and the godly man is not a mystery at all, but a beautiful invitation to know God more deeply and to experience the abundant life that He has promised to those who fear Him. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, I come before you with a heart filled with awe and reverence. You are the Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Your name is holy and your power is infinite. I praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your unfailing love. You are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Lord, I thank you for the gift of salvation, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. Thank you for providing for me each day and for all your daily benefits. Merciful Lord, I am grateful for your forgiveness, your grace, and your constant presence in my life. I confess my sins before you, and I ask for your forgiveness. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Father, give me a heart that truly fears you. Help me to understand the depth of your holiness and power. I declare that I will walk in the fear of the Lord all the days of my life. Lord, I rebuke every spirit of pride, self-reliance, and worldly wisdom that seeks to draw me away from you. In the name of Jesus, I bind these spirits and cast them out of my life. I ask that you fill me with your Holy Spirit, that you would guide me in your truth and your wisdom. Help me to trust in you with all my heart and to lean not on my own understanding. Let the fruit of the fear of the Lord be evident in my life. Let me be a person of wisdom, discernment, and understanding. Help me to walk in humility, recognizing that without you, I can do nothing. Help me to be quick to obey your word and your will, finding joy and delight in your commands. Lord, let your blessings overtake me, and help me to walk in the abundant life that you have promised. I declare that everything is working for me and not against me. Father, I pray for your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. I ask that you would shield us from every attack of the enemy, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, I claim victory over every struggle and every battle, knowing that you are fighting for us. Lord, I pray for your healing touch over every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. Heal us, Lord, from every sickness and disease. Heal us from all emotional wounds or traumas, and restore any broken relationships. I declare that by your stripes, we are healed, and with thanksgiving, we receive your healing power into our bodies, minds, and spirits. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, believing that as we seek your face and walk in your ways, you will pour out your blessings and your favor upon us. We ask, Lord, that you would raise up a generation of virtuous women among us, women who fear you and walk in your ways. May these women be a source of strength, wisdom, and godliness in their families and communities. And Lord, we also pray for the men among us, that they would be men of integrity, courage, and faith. May they lead their families with love and wisdom, and may they be examples of your righteousness wherever they go. Together, may these virtuous women and godly men build strong, Christ-centered homes and make a lasting impact on the world around them. May they be shining examples of your love and grace, pointing others to the hope that is found in Christ alone. We declare that as we fear you, Lord, we will experience the fullness of life that you have promised, a life of purpose, peace, and abundance. We invite your presence into our homes. Let our relationships be marked by your love, and our work be guided by your wisdom. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who guides us, comforts us, and empowers us to live a life that honors you. Let your will be done, and your name be glorified in every nation, tribe, and tongue. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.